KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
All right, time for another Friday financial update. Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates with us. Brian, thanks for taking the time each week to keep us updated and educated about looking at our finances through a Christian worldview lens.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I always look forward to these conversations.
You know, often during our conversations, we will allude to the insights tab maybe at the end of our time, but we're going to actually spend most of our time today talking about the insights tab and kind of reviewing what's there, including the latest post and reviewing some past posts.
Yeah, and the post for this month, for March, is a bit of a special one. What it is a recording of a presentation I provided during our Education Day event. So every year in February, we gather about 100 to 125 of our clients together, and that's become quite the tradition with our firm. And we share just good content. It's not a sales presentation because they're all existing clients, and we just try to keep them informed and teach them good principles. So my presentation this year was about 40 minutes reflecting on some of the concepts that we shared through blog posts over the last 3 years. And Steve, kind of the theme there was, it's kind of amazing that we all survived the last 3 years, not because necessarily there was a virus out that was an issue, but just all the turmoil we lived through. So I wanted to kind of go back and reflect on that and not miss any lessons that we could have learned during that time.
Okay, so what was the first post, you know, past post that you used to highlight?
Yeah, so the first one was actually from July of 2020. Which was still pretty early on during all of COVID. And at that time, the stock market had started to recover from the lows it hit in March. And the Federal Reserve was providing a lot of stimulus, but it was still really an uncertain time. And so a lot of the theme there was talking about how people were starting to speculate in markets because, as you may recall at that time, there were stimulus checks and extra unemployment benefits issued. And people didn't have anything else to do. So they were jumping on, you know, Robinhood and Coinbase and these different new technologies and apps that were available, and they were speculating on investments. And that specific post, we talked about how likely that would end in tears, which for a lot of those investors it did, because some of those speculative booms turned into busts, and a lot of investors ended up losing a lot of money and learning some tough lessons along the way.
Yeah, I mean, even in the midst of the craziness, I think one of the constants that we kept coming back to was the, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, especially, you know, if you're invested in the stock market and a long-term savings, like I often bring up, my 403B, which is akin to a 401K for those unfamiliar. Yeah, I mean, you know, in the midst of whatever's happening, I mean, I know what, even earlier this week, we saw a 400 point drop one day, and you know, you look at it as you know, day to day. I mean, you could go back, and it's volatile.
Yeah, and during that time, you know, March of 2020, there were 10 and 12% down days where the market dropped, and actually trading was halted. So the principle we were trying to teach in that particular post was the biblical principle that wealth is best built by steady plodding, not through hasty speculation. And so what we were seeing is people were behaving more speculative than consistent and patient. And again, that can work for a little while, but it typically doesn't end well. So that's a good example. So we went through several posts and kind of went chronologically through 2020 through 2023. Because again, I think if you don't reflect on the past, you're often going to make the same mistakes. And I see us doing that not just as individuals, but as political leaders, as businesses. So hopefully that content's something, you know, anyone can go on and enjoy now. Again, it's something we really thoughtfully created for our clients, but are happy to share with the public.
Let me readdress what it is we're talking about. The Insights tab at johnmoore.com. It's a no-cost resource. It's something that, you know, your clients go to, Brian, I'm sure regularly. But whether someone's a client with John Moore Associates or not, then go to johnmoore.com, click on Insights, and see a variety of topics that are available, you know, some of which you may be dealing with now. And you know, we, for the last several weeks, with February being the focus on credit card debt. There's an awful lot of there's a high percentage of people that's going to affect. And that's typically, I think, what you find in insights too. It's not so much a niche thing as it is something that's really good for the general population.
Right. And we try to rotate the topics of these posts between investing, biblical principles of financial planning. We talk about generosity. We talk about debt. We talk about issues that might face anybody. It's not just about investing. A lot of our peers in the industry that write, they're only talking about what's happening in the economy and markets all the time. But we know that personal finances go well beyond how we're trading our stocks or our mutual funds. It also needs to address those other issues like our giving, our debt, our taxes, other aspects of our personal finances.
Now, Brian, for those who have regularly now, since we talk about it every week, gone to the Insights tab and maybe have thought, it'd be interesting to see what Brian has to say about blank. Would there be a contact that you'd encourage someone to reach out?
Yeah, so there's two things you might consider if you're kind of exploring and you want to learn more. There is a search feature on there now where you can search for specific topics that you might be interested in or you want to learn more on. And then there's also a contact us field on our website where you can reach out and either schedule an appointment with one of our advisors if you're seeking personal financial planning, or you can just ask a question. And we could turn that into either a radio segment during a time like this with you, Steve, or we can just send an email or schedule a phone call to go through that issue with whoever's reaching out.
Yeah, and I would encourage the listener as well. They're always welcome to send questions for Brian to studio@klyt.fm. We'll pass them along to Brian and consider them for the Friday Financial Update as well. Anything else, Brian, before we call it a day?
I think that's it. I just hope everybody's doing well as spring begins and the allergy season comes on. So I know that's hitting my family pretty hard, but just blessings to all the listeners and to you as well, Steve.
All right, Brian, thanks so much. We'll look forward to catching up again next week. And have a great weekend. Join us Monday again, 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.